The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Brian and Larry in the house today, and joining us on the line from your Fox News channel, anchor of Special Report, Brett Baer. And Brett, I see a special programming note here that you're going to be also hosting Fox News Sunday this weekend.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm sitting in for Chris this weekend. And we have a good show so far. We have Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota and Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama. So obviously the Clinton and Trump teams are represented in those two guests, and there's a lot to discuss.
All right. So, listen, I want to talk about something that happened yesterday, and that was you had that that little Yorkshire Terrier yipping, James Rosen, yipping at Josh Earnest there yesterday, and about whether or not the president's endorsement of Hillary Clinton was sort of like a sign to the people at the Justice Department that, let's wrap this up, let's move on, let's get this thing over with. And by the way, very interesting to note that immediately after the president endorsed Hillary Clinton, he went into a closed-door private meeting with the attorney generals. I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
You know, it's a legitimate question. I mean, if he came out and said, I'm endorsing Hillary Clinton, and just to be completely, above board and separate, there will be a special prosecutor looking into the rest of the, taking over the case or something. That's not going to happen. But what the suggestion is that he's the head of the executive branch and appointees that he's, positions, have to make decisions, and now he is saying he wants Hillary Clinton to be his successor, and there is a pending investigation ongoing.
Hey, Brett, I want to commend you on the interview you had with former Secretary of State and now presumptive nominee Hillary Clinton on Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yep.
Especially the part where you pressed her on the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement that she signed when she became Secretary of State, which specifically said that it doesn't matter whether classified or top secret information is marked or not. You're still responsible for making sure that it is kept appropriately and properly. Were you surprised when she acknowledged that she didn't even remember signing that document? And could that exchange end up having some ramifications?
Yeah, I think if she says that she does remember, that's a problem for her. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of questions that we need to continue to ask about this investigation and about the investigation into the Clinton Foundation. It was a bit frustrating in that you're given 6 minutes in like a round robin of interviews with network anchors, and there's a second delay in the satellite and that whole thing. So we're pressing for a sit-down face-to-face, and hopefully the campaign will come around.
But if I could just follow up, what do you make of the Wall Street Journal story now that says that the investigation, the criminal investigation from the FBI, seems to be focusing on one exchange that was on the non-secured emails where they talked about a drone attack in Pakistan?
Yeah, I think that that's one element of it. And these stories, Larry, are starting to leak. Mm-hmm. The Associated Press the other day had one that said in the emails were many CIA names, personnel in operations overseas. Then you had the Wall Street Journal story you're referencing about the drone operations and communications with Pakistan. I think that these things are starting to leak by people on the inside who perhaps are frustrated, either one, that the president has endorsed the target of their investigation, or two, that, it looks like it may be heading to not being resolved.
Hmm. Well, I mean, if it's being leaked, one presumed it's being leaked by people who have knowledge of the investigation, and that might be coming from the FBI. Are they trying to build a little pressure on the Justice Department as they get ready to present their case to them and they make a decision about whether or not the case is going to be prosecuted?
One would think, and I think that, you know, should the FBI move forward with a referral, we will know that. You know, we will know if the DOJ comes out and says we're not moving forward with the case, whether the FBI really wanted to pursue one. And I do believe all of these stories about potential people leaving or coming out and talking if it doesn't go as the evidence proves.
Let me bring it back full circle then, because, I mean, in that environment where the FBI is apparently, you know, starting to build a little pressure to bring a case and present it to the Justice Department, it really is very strange that at this particular time and place, the president has a closed-door meeting, a private session with the Attorney General.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can connect those dots very easily, but he does meet with the Attorney General, you know, from time to time, and the White House is not getting into, you know, whether he's talking about that issue or not. In fact, they say that the White House has been kept out of the loop of the internal investigation. And they say that President Obama hasn't talked to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's a violation for him to say, look, I don't need to know where the investigation is. I just like to know, you know, a timing on a decision. Hmm. Would that be inappropriate?
I don't think a timing on a decision is inappropriate.
Yeah, see, that's what I think it was about.
Yeah, influencing the decision in some way or shape or form would definitely cross the line.
Our guest is Brett Baer, anchor of the great special report on Fox News Channel every day at 6 o'clock. It really is must-see television. And this week, the guest host for Fox News Sunday. And you know, I've already told you, I am an absolute fanboy of Candidate Casino. It's the greatest segment you've ever done.
Candidate Casino.
Well, that's exactly where I was going. I didn't know if you were going to start setting that up. So what do you think? We got on the Republican side and the Democrat side. It's a head-scratcher for me. I don't know which direction either of these candidates will go. Place your bets, Brett.
Yeah, I think that, and you know, I'm always the House.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm putting you on the spot.
That's good. I'd put a lot of chips on Tim Kaine on the Democratic side. I think that while there is pressure to do the hat tip to the progressive part of the Democratic Party in the wake of Bernie Sanders' success, I do think that he fits a lot of bills, and as a senator would be replaced by a Democratic governor in Terry McAuliffe.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so I would put a lot, $75 in chips on him.
And wow.
That's a big bet.
That's a big bet.
Well, and I've seen some analyses of the states that really are in play, and it seems like, you know, as we always say, Virginia, it's the swingiest of all the swing states.
Yeah, that's right. Now, on the Republican side, I really think it's up in the air. And I can't get a sense of where Donald Trump's head is. I think it's going to be a lawmaker. I don't think Newt Gingrich is off the list yet. And I think that, but my bet would probably be with somebody that is like a Bob Corker or a John Thune, even.
John Thune.
John Thune, yeah.
All right, I should alert you that we had Senator Kaine on earlier this week, and he revealed that he differs already with Hillary Clinton on the Second Amendment. He does believe that it is an individual right, and as you saw earlier this week, Hillary Clinton couldn't bring herself to acknowledge that it was an individual right.
He imagines that he will not be picked.
Already there's a division there, though, on the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
She needs to reach out to white men and more center folks, and I think that he's going to fit the
all
bill.
Right.
But
Brett Baer,
I could be wrong.
You're defying conventional wisdom. Everybody thinks it's going to be a hat tip to Bernie Sanders on the left, not the center. Interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks,
appreciate
Brett.
It.